ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಜಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರಭುಜಗಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶುಕ ದಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರ್ವಿಂದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಶಿಲಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಆನಂದ್ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲಾ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿಕೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶಿವಾರ್ಷದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ಕುಂಡ್ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ್ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ನವದೀಪ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಧಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾಮಯಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಮುನಾಮಯಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ತುಲ್ಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಾಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌಣಿತಾಯಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ್ಜಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ಸುಂದರ್ ಜಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gaurang. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutalai Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saudhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakaratam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nasate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sudeta Namahari Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Deva Chapatitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavibhine Maha Namam Vishnu Padara Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanam Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Pachar Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasha Padasthana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashati Gaur Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 19, the Lord instructs Srila Rupa Goswami, text number 154. Tabe aaye tada upari goloka vrindavan. Krishna charana kalpa vrikshe kare arohan. Tabe aaye tad upari golok vrindavan Krishna charana kalpa vikshe kare arohan Tabe aaye tad upari golok vrindavan Krishna charana kalpa vikshe kare arohan Response, please. Please. Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrikshan Paraya. Tabe, thereafter, Yaya goes Tadupari to the top of that spiritual sky. Golok Vrindavan, the planet known as Golok Vrindavan, when Krishna leaves. Krishna Charan of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Kalpa Vrikshe on the desired tree. Karyarohan climbs. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravana Kirtan, Bhakti Kripa grows more and more. In this way it attains the shelter of the desired tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Golok Vrindavan, the topmost region of the spiritual sky. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Brahma Samhita 5.37 it is stated, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhis Tabhir Eva Nija Ruptaya Kaladhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhutto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, he resides in his own realm Goloka with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, confidants, who embody extension of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rest. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna, has expanded himself in his spiritual potency. He has his eternal form of bliss and knowledge, Satchidananda Buddha. Everything in the Golok Vrindavan planet is a spiritual expansion of Satchidananda. Everyone there is of the same potency, Ananda Chinmaya. The relationship between the Supreme Person of Godhead and his servitor is Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna and his entourage and paraphernalia are of the same Chinmaya Rasa potency. Interesting, isn't it? Everything is conscious there. Krishna's earrings and Krishna's nupur, they are also conscious. And they follow the desire of Krishna. The material, everything is jad. There everything is conscious. Same spirit, Chinmaya potency. When the Chinmaya Rasa potency goes through the material potency, it becomes all-pervading, all-pervading. All the Supreme Person of Godhead exists on his own planet, Golok Vrindavan. He is present everywhere. This is the thing. Because the material world is a child. But by the glance of Krishna, become speechless. Andhantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, he is present within all universes, although they are innumerable. He is present within the atom Ishvara Sarabhutanam Videsharjun Tishti. He is also present within the heart of all living entities. This is his all-pervasive potency. Golok Vrindavan is the highest planet in the spiritual world. In order to go to the spiritual world, after penetrating the cover of the material universe, one must penetrate Brahmaloka, the spiritual affluence. Then one can come to the Golok Vrindavan planet. There are also other planets in the spiritual world called the Vaikuntha planets. And on these planets, Lord Narayan is worshipped with veneration. On this planet, the Santaras is prevalent, and some of the devotees are also connected with the Supreme Person of Godhead in the Dasara. So, means it is a one and a half. And the Golok in the Vaikuntha planet is 1.5 ras. The Santeras and also Samadasiras is also there. Can I see? The mellow of Saraswati. As far as the mellow of fraternity is concerned, the Vaikuntha rasa is represented by Gaurav Sakhya, friendship in even generation. The other fraternity rasa is exhibited in Vishrambha, friendship in the equality, and in this is found in the Golok Vrindavan planet. Above that is service to the Lord in Vatsala rasa, paternal love. And above all, it is relationship with the Lord in the Madhura rasa, conjugal love. These five rasas are fully exhibited in the spiritual world in one's relationship with the Lord. Therefore, in the spiritual world, the Bhakti Lata paper finds the resting place at the lotus feet of Krishna. We want to go there, right? Do we? That's why we are practicing Bhakti, otherwise what are we doing here? Right? So, in this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kapoor Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the main, that's why we are Upanuga. We are Upanuga. These instructions are very important for us. I mean, all instructions are important. But in this section, it is Lord Chaitanya is describing about the Bhakti Lata Beach. And the simple example we can give, just simple example. There is a seed, if you bow the seed, with understanding that we want to have the seed fructify and form into plant, and that plant gives the fruits, and that plant goes up and up and up. But to do that, we bow the seed. But after the bowing the seed, we have to take care of that seed which is planted. Means we have to water it. And the seed can be fructified in the small plant little bit. And then the problem is that around that plant there are many other weeds grows. And those weeds sometimes look like exactly like that plant sometimes. And we forget it. We think those are also the plant because they are also the seeds growing the same. And that is the problem. If we remove all those plants, weeds around the plant, and if we water it carefully, then the seed will be fructified in the big plant, and it give the fruits. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is practically saying in this, of course, in this section. Now, of course, in this chapter, in this particularly, he's going further up. In this today's sloka, that we want to reach that plant at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, we all living entities are spirit soul. Doesn't matter who they are, where they are coming from. Doesn't matter. And we have that dormant bhakti within our heart. It is there. It was there. It is there in all living entities. And that bhakti is there, but it is a dormant state. And we have to, that bhakti have to awaken. Again. And that's where the expert spiritual master involves. Take the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was so expert that he saw the little bit bhakti, he saw the little devotion within the heart of the whomever he came in touch with. The spark of little bhakti, little devotion, he saw, because he can see through with the divine entity's mind, senses, mind, intelligence and ego. He can see through right there through the soul. He can see the soul within the heart of the living entity. He can penetrate. That is the beauty about the expert spiritual master, pure devotee of the Lord. So he can see that this devotee, this living entity has some bhakti. First of all, he is coming in touch with me because he has some bhakti, that's why he or she has come in touch with me. Right? Why everybody didn't come in touch with Srila Prabhupada? Right? He was for 12 years, 14 years, whatever time, and traveling 14 times on this planet. Everybody didn't come in touch with him. Right? But some who came because they had some devotion, they had some pious activities. So he penetrated and he saw this little spark of the devotion within the heart of those living entities. And what he did? He fanned it. He fanned it and he wants to have that spark, that love of devotion of the spark, he wants to turn into fire. See? And then of course by the initiation he gives this bows, that seed of that bhakti within the heart. After he bows the seed of the bhakti within the heart, now is the time of the disciple to water that seed which is within the heart, bowed by the spiritual master. And that's where the problem arises within the devotee's lives. So, because to water it, it is required very carefully to do it. And what are the reasons we cannot do it? Because of the nama-prad, dhama-prad, vaishnava-prad, material desires, 5, 6 anarthas, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya. And matsarya is the big one, envy. Envy is the king of all the anarthas, and envy has taken our Vyasasan, our heart is the Vyasasan. The Lord is next to us, is there, but we cannot see that Lord which is next to us within our heart as a super soul. Why? Because on this Vyasasan in our heart is what is happening. The envy, the king of this anartha, envy is situated, is sitting there. All other anarthas are there, but they are like around him. But the king of the anartha is envy. And then it's because of the sapradhas, what happens? The bees which is sowed is if we are not careful about it, we are not careful to remove these anarthas, remove this all the apradhas from the heart, then what happens? The bees is the seed, it just doesn't fructify. Doesn't form into beauty, nice plant, and doesn't give the fruits. And that's why we perform the sadhana bhakti. At the sadhana bhakti, we have to be careful. Devotee has to be careful. And it starts with a shravanam kirtanam. What is that shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22:107? Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabuhunai shravanadi suddha chitta karaye hridaya. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the heart of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. This he says. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. He knew that there is all living entities. Doesn't matter they are Christian, Jewish, Indian, American, Chinese, Russian. Doesn't matter. He was saying the super soul within the heart of even the ants. Right? How many times the cockroach came or something came, living entities, and he would say very careful, just take it with the paper and throw it outside. Doesn't belong here. Right? But it belongs in that place, in the grass. Why is that? Because he can see the soul, super soul within the heart of the living entities. And we have to come to that place. And of course, it is said that Atasya Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriya Sevan Mukhei Jiva Dao Swayam Evas Puratya. Because Krishna's form, quality, pastime, etc. all on this absolute platform, material senses cannot therefore appreciate them. Of course, they cannot appreciate. It's true, because our material senses and the mind and intelligence are engaged in them. Our intelligence is first of all, our intelligence, material intelligence, right? In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear that. It is with Narad Muni instructing to Prachin Barhishat, material intelligence. So we cannot appreciate this. But what happens? When a conditioned soul awakens to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. So we start with Shravanam Kirtanam. And this tongue doesn't have the bones. But this tongue is the one which gives the trouble. Isn't it? Tongue is like a sandwich. Between the sandwiches, you have two bread and you put the cheese and everything. Tongue is like that. And what we use the tongue for? Alachwa Gramya Katha, Facebook, WhatsApp, right? Instagram, whatever it is, right? We do that. Prabhu, did you know what he did today? Huh? Prabhu, know what she did today? You know that? What happened to so and so, Prabhu's? You know? This is what we do. So if you do that, then what happens? It's not purified. Tongue doesn't taste chanting the holy name. It applies to me also. I'm not here to sit on Vyasas and give a class to give the instruction to all of you, whoever are listening. It's applied to me too. But that's what it is. That's what we do. Because we wanna have the higher taste. We wanna taste the higher taste, isn't it? That's what we are here for. We already have a lower taste in the material world. We have tasted lower taste, but still we wanna taste more and more lower taste. So why not higher taste after chanting Hare Krishna for 40, 50, 60, 70, life after life? Why is not the higher taste? There are three things needed to have that higher taste. One is improve our sadhana. This is most important. We have to improve our sadhana. It's chanting Hare Krishna. Second is pray for a higher taste. We have to pray, my Lord, I was in the lower taste, keep chewing the chew which I keep chewing again and again and again and again. I am lower taste, my mind, my senses, my intelligence and the ego is still, I am still under the false ego, considering I am this body, and because of that I am just keep still I want to taste the lower taste, still I have those desire, because I have not come to understanding I am not this body. So we have to pray for the higher things. And the third one is very important. They say, take some risk in serving Krishna. It's very important. Because we are so stagnant, continuing chanting for 40, 50 years, Hare Krishna mantra, following for a great principle, do sadhana. It's okay, it's good. But am I taking some risk to do something for Krishna, to please Krishna? Srila Prabhupada did it, right? How many times Srila Prabhupada took a risk? He had received the instruction in 1922. 43 years. If you look at his life, all that, before coming here even, before coming to the United States, for 43 years, he tried to take a risk every way possible. So we're not going to be imitate Srila Prabhupada, of course not. But the whole point is that we have to take some risk to do something for the service of the Lord, for Krishna. To please Krishna and to please the old Guru Parampara and please his devotees. So we have to take some risk. Srila Prabhupada risked it. All 43 years in India he preached it. Every possible way, isn't it? Staying in the Delhi, in that Chipavada temple, which was, I mean, if you go with today's standard, we would think, why would I stay in this place? Or if you go in Radha Damodar temple, there are the cowherds? Right? Everything is there. And he stayed there. He was always thinking to take a risk. Why? To please his spiritual master with full desire. And because of course he had higher taste all the time, but because of that he had that higher taste all the time. Of course we don't take the risk blindly. That is not the point. But this risk is required, needed, some. Then we are able to taste that higher taste, then the higher taste will come. And when the higher taste is there, then we will have no desire for the lower taste. Right now still desire is there for the lower taste. I can tell for myself, yes, I do. I'm not on that platform. But the point is that is, now in this case here, in this purport, he is making the point about the Golok Vrindavan and the in the spiritual sky. Now, another thing before we go. This Krishna consciousness is so powerful. Chanting Hare Krishna, Shravanadi Jala, is Shravanam Kirtanam, and of course Smaranam is next one. That is important. Because sometimes it goes from here and comes out from here. Right? But we have to assimilate what we hear. So the chanting Hare Krishna is this so powerful. The method is there. Process is there. It's so powerful that it can penetrate, just like in Purport is mentioned, it can penetrate through the Brahmaloka to Virja River, through the Virja River, and goes to the spiritual world. Because that is our constitutional position. We all have the constitutional position to service of the Lord. We have that. We are on that path. But chanting Hare Krishna is the without all this Namaprad, Dhamaprad, Vaishnavaprad, I am better than you, you are better than, I am better than you. All this. I am so and so in the position of so and so, so I am better, Prabhu. I am coming to the morning program every day, so I am better. That's all lower to think that way. So here is mentioned that when with the spiritual, now according to constitutional position, either you will go to Vaikuntha or you will go to Golokvrindavan. Vaikuntha of course is Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. Take the example of Hanuman. Hanuman is a servitorship with Lord Ram. Servant. Of course, he's also in the what is that condition here? Rasa, which is the Sankaras. He's in all reverence, worshipping the Lord. At the same time, he also is a Dasyeva. So it's one and a half. In Vaikuntha, there is one and a half. But in Golok Vrindavan, all five are there. Sante, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhuri. All five. So in the Golok also, the fruit, the trees, the creepers, they are also serving the Lord, Krishna. In that one of those rasas. Everything is conscious. So here the difference given just like Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi at the feet of Narayan, right? Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi is always with Narayan. Right? Lakshmi is massaging the feet of the Narayan, right? Now Lakshmi Devi, she wants to go in the Golok Vrindavan. She wants to take a part in the rasa dance with Krishna. Because Krishna's sweetness, in the Golok Vrindavan is Krishna's sweetness and the madhurya is there. The main in the Golok Vrindavan is the dasya is there. Prominence are the Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, Rasa. And it is mentioned that Krishna has that sweetness and sportive nature there. In the Golok Vrindavan, in the Sakya, Vatsal and Madhurya, there is no question of that, that they think Krishna is the Supreme Person. There is no question of thinking about that. Sometimes he gives the glimpse of it. Krishna gives. But they don't think Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the Sakya people, Sakya devotees, which are all the cowherd boys, they think Krishna is our friend. You are like us. If they are playing the game, Krishna is on one side and Balram is on the other side and all the cows, Sridham and all on one side and other side, and if they are playing the game, and in the game the arrangement is policy is there that look, if you are defeated in the game, and if the rule is that if you become horse, if that is the rule set up. And Krishna is on the Krishna on the side where Krishna's part is defeated, that Krishna has to become horse. And the winner party will sit on the Krishna's shoulder and say, look, now Krishna can say, oh, you know, I'm so tired today. No, cannot do that. But you know, I'm a son of Nanda Maharaj. Hey, you are son of Nanda Maharaj, that's it with Nanda Maharaj. Here you are playing the game with us, you are defeated, you have to become the horse. You know, but I have 900,000 cows. Krishna cries, you know, Krishna cries with the cowherd boys. So what? You have 900,000 cows, so what? What it got to do with the game here? You are defeated. That is the relationship. Then Krishna says, okay, I won't do it, I will tomorrow. Look, you promising, tomorrow you defeated, you have to become the horse. If you don't, then we will not play anymore with you. This is it. Same as with Ananda Maharaj and Yashoda. They don't know Krishna. Uddhava went with the message. Right? Krishna sent Uddhava, because Uddhava is a Brihaspati. Uddhava is the disciple of Brihaspati, very learned. And Uddhava makes all kind of, you know, talks about everything. Well, Krishna is the pervading all supreme person of God. You know, so what? Well, the Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, hey, you keep your philosophy there with you. He is our little boy and he is our son. And same in the Madhurya Ras. The gopis. Of course, they all are his expansions. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Venkat Bhat. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is in the Bell one, we go one of the 12 forests, is the Bell one, and in Bell one, Mother Lakshmi Devi is still performing tapasya to enter into Rasa dance. She is still there, performing tapasya. Every year in Parikrama, we go there, and we talk about this pastime every year. Of the conversation between Venkat Bhat and the Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling, my time is getting over, isn't it? And I have to still talk about Sita Thakurani. I will try. Today is the appearance of Sita Thakurani, by the way. So, Lord Chaitanya is traveling South India. He comes in Srirangam, where Venkat Bhat is the main in charge of the temple, and Lord Chaitanya respects Venkat Bhat. And the, of course, Gopal Bhatt is also. I think Gopal Bhatt was the son of Venkat Bhatt. Am I correct? Right? I think he was the son of them. Uncle or son, whatever. So, Venkat Bhatt is the worshipper of the Lakshmi Narayan, because that's the main temple. And Lord Chaitanya, Venkat Bhatt had a very good relationship, friendship, kind of, in a sense. Of course, Venkat Bhatt, on the reverence, he worshipped Lord Chaitanya. But the point, because Venkat Bhatt knew that Lord Chaitanya is none other than Krishna. So Venkat Bhatt stayed for 4 months in his house. And at that time, this little boy, Gopal Bhatt, was serving Lord Chaitanya. So Venkat Bhatt is, Lord Chaitanya in the joking, this is, I'm just going to read a little bit here. Lord Chaitanya jokingly, he is asking him, why worshipable Lakshmi Devi, who is the wife of Lord Narayan and known as the most chaste woman in the universe, wanted to forsake the opulence of Vaikuntha and associate with his worshipable deity Lord Krishna, who herd the cows? Why she wants to do that? Why she wants to give up? Of course, she's not able to do that. That's a problem. So then Lord Chaitanya, of course, he cited the Srimad Bhagavatam sloka of the wives of the Kaliya serpents praying. You know the pastime, Kaliya serpent. He says, Kasyano bhavoshyana deva vidmaha tavangri renu Parashadikarha Yadvanchaya Sri Lalanachare Patapo Vihaya Kaman Sukhishiram Titavrata. O Lord, translation, O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kalya has attained this great opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this same, the goddess of fortune performed austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. So Venkat Bhatt replying that, he said that Lakshmi Devi considered Krishna's pastime to surpass the Lord Vishnu's by their unparalleled sweetness and sporting nature. But considering that Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan none different, of course they are none different, but the Krishna's expansion is the Narayan. Krishna is not the expansion of Narayan. Narayan is the expansion of Krishna. कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं एते चमसक वाला प्रश्न कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं सर्व कारण कारण. सो हियर सेज लॉर्ड कृष्ण नारायण डज नॉट डिफरेंट हर अट्रैक्शन टू कृष्णा डज नॉट ब्रेक हर वाव इन चेस्ट इज ऑफ कोर्स नॉट सर्टनली देर इज नो फॉल्ट ऑन हर पार्ट. सी चैतन्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड इन हिज स्माइलिंग ही प्रोडेड बट अगेन बट आई हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम द स्क्रिप्चर दैट शी वॉज अनेबल टू एंटर द रास डांस and the authorities of Vedic knowledge were somehow able to gain admittance, but she could not. Can you tell me why? Venkat Bhatt was unable to provide an answer, so he humbly submitted himself to the Lord for enlightenment. And Mahaprabhu said, one can only attain the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by following the footsteps of the residents of Braj. Their devotion is most pleasing to Krishna because they are completely unaware that He is the Supreme Person of Godhead. They know Him only as the son of Maharaj Nanda, whom they bind to a great grinding mortar or on what? And they climb white plane. The authorities of the Vedic literature follows this process and that took birth as the gopis in Braj, thus being able to enter the rasa. Lakshmi Devi, on the other hand, though desiring to enjoy with Krishna, wanted to retain her position as goddess of fortune. She did not worship him by following the footsteps of Braj gopis. Indeed, Srila Vyasadeva himself declared that one cannot enter the rasa dance in any body other than that of gopis. Therefore, my dear Vankata, she remained unsuccessful. Lord Chaitanya there further established the supremacy of Lord Krishna and this worship. Then to make Venkat but happy again, he concluded that just as Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are not different, so there is no difference between Lakshmi Devi and gopis. Thus Lakshmi Devi enjoys the association of Krishna through them. In this way, Venkat Bhatt's misconception was removed and he took complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And that's what is mentioned in this purport today about the Vaikuntha planets and the Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada mentioned. Now, should I read about Sita Thakurani? I mean, I don't have, it is, I have only one page, so I can read that. Sita Thakurani, today is the appearance of Sita Thakurani. She is the consort of Advaita Acharya. Sita Thakurani lived in Santitipur as the eternal wife of Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu. She was always absorbed in Vatsalya Pram, parental love for Sri Chaitanya Gaurasundara. She loved Lord Chaitanya very much. It's like she and Mother Sachidevi, both are like a mothers for Lord Chaitanya. Just after Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Sita Thakurani came to Mayapur. She brought a basket full of dresses, ornaments, silken children's clothes, jewel necklaces and tiger nails set in gold. Tiger nails set in gold. Why is the tiger nails? Anybody have any idea why is that? Anyhow. To worship the golden baby, she also brought auspicious articles such as fresh grass, turmeric, kumkum, sandalwood. The wonderful name Nimai was given to Lord by Sita Thakurani. In Krishna Lila, Sita Thakurani's is Yog Maya or also Purnamasi. At Krishna's birth ceremony, she gave many instructions about child care to Nanda and Jashoda. Similarly, in Gaur Lila, Sita Devi would often help Sachimata nurture baby Nima. Sita Devi and Sachimata were of one mind. Their life and soul was Nimai. Because of Sita Devi's pure parental love, Sachimata often chose her as the first person to worship Nimai Pandit during any auspicious ceremony. Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu often came to Santipur to visit Advaita Acharya Sita Thakurani. They would collect all the neighbors and hold an uproarious festival of Krishna, Namlila Kirtan, extending late into the night. When Lord Chaitanya moved to Jagannath Puri, Advaita Acharya Sitarani would regularly visit him. Sita would took Mahaprabhu's favorite food and offered lunch to the Lord. Sita Devi loved Lord Chaitanya as the son, and he loved her as his mother. Any questions and comments? Question or comment?
Question.
Okay, go ahead. Well, let's go first with the questions.
Isn't today also Lalita Devi's appearance day? She's born 2 days before Radharani, right?
It is not mentioned in the calendar, Govind. So I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. Govind, isn't that right? Lalita was born 2 days before Radharani?
One day.
Okay.
Oh, that's tomorrow then.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice class.
Thank you. Your mercy and your blessings.
No, thank you, Prabhu. No, it's my blessing, of course. I mean, my pleasure. I know the topic you talked about was how difficult to indulge in the lower taste and higher taste, right? I mean, about the tongue. That's the most difficult organ in the human body, I guess. It gets us in trouble, right, by talking, not knowing sometimes. And also, you know, in the mundane world right now, we bombarded with all kinds of food items, right?
It will be always there. Go ahead.
Right. So it's so difficult to, you know, to control that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you mentioned that only way you can crave for a higher taste, right, instead of lower taste, is that to do sadhana, right? One of the, my understanding, I just wanted to, is that the sadhana means try to not only do the chanting, kirtan, all that, but, and also having a higher taste. So how to get rid of lower taste is, I think, the most difficult part. How do we do that? So just keep engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, that would,
I thought he mentioned three things. Improve our sadhana.
Right.
Means chant Hare Krishna.
Right.
Be patient.
Okay.
It's not the overnight process.
Right.
I took for Krishna consciousness. That doesn't mean next day, next morning, Prabhu, I'm going to be on the bhava of the gopi bhava.
Right.
It will be sahajyas. Someone might be. I'm not denying that.
Right.
We have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have faith that yes, process is powerful. It is work. It has worked before. If it worked for others before, why it will not work for me?
Right.
It will work.
Right. No, definitely. I see.
So we have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have to pray for the higher taste. Right. We pray to the Lord that, Prabhu, Lord, I am just rotting around in this lower taste. I still have a desire to taste that lower taste.
Right.
I'm not still satisfied completely. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So please, Lord, as you have mentioned, there is higher taste. You have mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, you are the one, Lord, saying there is higher taste.
Right.
So please, how are you going to do it? How am I going to do it? Tell me.
So just, sir, ask Krishna, okay.
Pray.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
And then the last one we mentioned, take some risk in serving Krishna.
Right.
Because when we take a risk in serving Krishna,
mm-hmm.
then we know we'll have to go through those difficulties. Isn't it? Yeah. At a difficult time, whom we're going to call out?
Right. To whom experience those, yeah.
Whom we are going to call out?
Krishna, of course.
Krishna.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I will probably call out to my wife or my bank balance or my children. That's what I'm on that platform yet.
Mm.
But the point is that Brajvasis is whom they called out when they were in difficulty, whom they call out all the time?
Krishna.
Krishna.
Of course.
Look any Krishna's pastimes in the Braj, whom they call out. Krishna was everything for them.
Right.
Right? So we have to take some risk.
Okay. I mean, thank you, Prabhu. That's nice, of course. I see your point now. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Any other question? Comments?
I have a question.
Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. I'm requesting, like, can you give us some practical tips on envy? Like, when a devotee feels envious about something, what can I do? Like, I don't want to suppress it.
Oh my gosh, that can go one class. I have a whole class about envy. Whole class is that. It can take a long time. But the whole point is that, see, there are ultimately, we want to compete with Krishna. Ultimately, the envy is like with other devotees or other whoever. I mean, you know, there are the different kinds of envies are mentioned by Sridhar Swami. You see. But the whole point is that ultimately we are envious of Krishna. That's the ultimate point. Because I want to enjoy just like Krishna is enjoying. And we can talk about it sometime. It's a whole big, oh my gosh. And that's why, what is it is said? In the first canto, first chapter, text 2. What is the text? You should know by now. Nirmatsaranam satam. Right? Nirmatsara. Envy. There are many kinds of envies. We don't know. We don't know. I'm sorry. We don't know. We don't have much time. There is, I can tell one funny pastime. Shall I tell it? You want to hear? One man, he wanted to have material benedictions. So he went to the forest, he met great sadhu, you know, who would, so he asked for the material benedictions. But the sadhu said, yes, you will get whatever you want, okay? But, and he left, but he didn't hear the second sentence. He was so happy, right away he was so happy, sadhu said, you will get whatever you want. So he left. But sadhu, after he left, sadhu was going to tell another also one more sentence which he didn't hear. And sadhu said that, you will get whatever you want, but your neighbor will get twice than what you want, what you inspire him to get. He didn't hear that. So he went home, he was so happy, you see. So he built a house, he had one-story building, the next neighbor had two-story building. Then he had one car, his neighbor had two cars. Then he had everything her neighbor had double. And he's wondering, how is that? How is that happen? So he went back to sadhu and he said, what you did? How is that? I mean, I asked for things and my neighbor has a two, double. So then, this man was very excited. He said, okay, you take my one eye off. You take my one eye. So what is going to happen to the neighbor? He will have both eyes gone, blind. This is the end. This is what we do. We doesn't like some devotee, so go. Well, sometimes it happens. Whoever, I'm just saying general. I'm not pinpointing anybody. We do that all the time. Okay? So this is what's happening in the material world. Of course, there is very subtle envies are there. We will talk sometime. Thank you, Hare Krishna.